This is your weekly update from KBIA's Faith and Values Desk. I'm Kelly Catraba. Craig Roberts teaches plant science at the University of Missouri, but he also has another passion, music. He spent the past few years helping with a new project, a book of Christian hymns entitled Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs. If you appreciate poetry, there's a good chance you'll like this. Let's start with the big picture.
Hymnody has always been an important part of church life.
That's Mark Knoll. He teaches history at Notre Dame University. He's also co-edited books on the history of hymns in American Protestantism.
My view, the best of the classical Protestant hymns gained their popularity because of their ability to combine genuine intellectual theological content with genuine emotional effect.
That theological content is something that several of the editors talked about. Here's one of them, David Maravilla. He's a minister in Republic, Missouri.
We believe worship should appeal to the brain first, not to just the emotions. We believe that emotions should come from thoughts.
It's the way those meaningful thoughts are laid out that sets this book apart. The hymn texts are printed in phrased notation. To understand what that means, think of hymns like poetry. Roberts explains.
By the way, hymns are not music.
It also helps to know some hymn history. The words and music of hymns used to be in separate books. So you would have something that looked like a poetry book in one hand and your tune book in the other. Eventually, the words and music were printed together. But instead of the words guiding the layout, the music and the page margins did. And in most cases, still do. So picture a page in a book, with music and words spanning from margin to margin. Some of the line breaks happen at the end of a line of poetry, but many of them don't. It's like splitting the line in the middle of a thought. But in phrased notation, poetic phrases control the page.
It's a notation that gives a lot of respect to the message in the poetry.
The music is fit to the line of poetry, instead of the lines of poetry being stretched or chopped to fit with the music and fill the margins. And a byproduct of this layout? It helps the singers.
And here are the breath marks at the end. Day by day and with each passing moment, breathe. Strength I find to meet my trials here. Breathe.
This is especially important in churches of Christ. These non-denominational Christian churches sing a cappella, and that's the kind of church this hymnal is designed for. Robert said the church he attends hasn't adopted the new hymnal just yet, but those things take time. He also emphasized just how many people helped put this hymnal together. That concludes this week's Faith and Values Update. I'm Kelly Catraba. Thanks for tuning in.